Alright, so here's a mutual fund case studies. Now, this is not an assignment, folks. This is something we do in the face-to-face class in groups. But, of course, we're not in the face-to-face class, so you're going to have to do it on your own. And if you do it and turn it in, I'll give you an extra couple of points, huh? But you should still do it anyway, because there might be something like this on the exam. Okay, maybe, I'm not sure, but maybe just. You are an investment advisor at No Hope Financial. You've heard of them, haven't you? Below are three case studies. With your group, create a suggested allocation of mutual funds for each of the three case studies. How much would you allocate to each mutual fund from any lump sum the clients have? How much would you suggest they contribute each month? And how much would you suggest they allocate to each month to each mutual fund from their monthly contribution? Explain the reasons you made your choices. Yeah, I know. What? Are you serious, Brianna? I don't even know where to start. I don't know. You told me about all these different mutual funds. I'm not sure which ones. Okay. I know. Don't worry about it, all right? Just do the best you can, and if you screw up, nobody cares because it's not real money anyway. But you're not going to mess up. Just remember this one little caveat. Here's what I find people do with their 401ks, with their Roth IRAs, with their investments long term. They either want to be very, 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 very aggressive. I'm going to shoot for the moon. I'm going to go with the most aggressive funds I can find because that's the way to make big, big, big money. It's also the way to lose money too, isn't it? Or they go in the other direction. They want to be so conservative that they're willing to put all their long-term money into a money market fund or a government securities fund. Do you understand? They're giving up what's called opportunity costs. They're giving up, good long-term investments. You need to take some prudent risks. You don't want to be completely in money market short-term investments because you're just going to earn very little over the long term. So try to be somewhere in the middle. And if you remember the lecture, what was my favorite? Ooh, yeah. If you do that, boy, you'll make the professor really happy. Growth and income. Okay, so let's read the first one. A childless couple in their mid-40s wants you to help them start an investment program. They have just received a $50,000 inheritance from the wife's parents. Whoa, how often does that happen? Not too often. They say that they will not need the money until retirement. They each make a respectable salary and already own their own home. They currently have no savings, and although each has a 401k program at their work, neither has taken advantage of it. The husband once lost all $15,000 of an inheritance playing the commodities futures market. The idea of investing makes them very, very nervous. So what are you going to do for them, huh? Think about it. Number two, a young woman in her early 20s has just graduated from college and landed a job as an elementary school teacher. She has $18,000 in student loans. This is not atypical, right? Students coming out of college with $18,000 in student loans. Her father is hounding her to start a retirement program now. Because she is a teacher at a public school, she is eligible for a 403B, kind of like a 401K. She knows absolutely nothing about investing, but said her father has been investing for many years and told her she needs to start learning now. She has no immediate plans for marriage or in starting a family or buying a house. Okay. And now number three. A divorced couple in their mid-30s are worried about sending their kids to college. They have two children, ages 2 and 7. Neither is remarried. They have joint custody, and so far the divorce has been amicable, meaning they haven't been throwing sharp objects at each other. Although both are working, neither has a 401k plan available at work. The father just received $10,000 from an accident settlement. They both say that money is tight, and neither has a large amount of disposable income. what can you do for them? All right, so come up with some ideas, and you can turn them in. If you turn them in, as I said, I'll give you a couple extra points. Make it 3 extra bonus homework points. And also you get practice on what you're going to do for the exam. And remember, if you go too aggressive or go too conservative, I'm going to be a little upset. But as long as you are well diversified, you don't need that many funds. And at the bottom are all the mutual funds at your disposal. These are the mutual funds that you can pick from. Okay. Have fun. And you can ask questions on the discussion board for mutual funds about this one. And see what your fellow students think. All right, talk to you later.